Good afternoon. Arctic high pressure continues to build into interior New York and New England with frigid temperatures. Readings are struggling to get through the single digits and toward 10 above, despite a good amount of sunshine. The wind out of the west-northwest has been persistent, perhaps not as strong as last night, but still enough to push wind chill values below zero, and that's where they will stay all day long. That gusty wind downwind of Lake Ontario is producing a heavy lake effect snow streamer out toward the Tug Hill Plateau. Some of these snow showers will drift into the western and central Adirondacks while the rest of the region remains dry. Gusty winds and cold temperatures overnight tonight with lows between 0 and 10 below. And with that high pressure center overhead, the wind will tend to relax a bit on Friday. Still, despite mostly sunny skies, highs will only manage to get into the teens, although the wind chill values will be lower. Skies will be mostly cloudy as a disturbance sweeps through to the north on Saturday, touching off a few scattered snow showers. Out ahead of this system will manage to get into the middle and upper 20s. And then behind it, readings in the lower 30s with sunshine giving way to some clouds on Sunday. A big pattern change set for next week, with storm systems evolving out of the southern plains and riding through the Great Lakes. Each one of these disturbances will bring in milder air, and on Monday, as one passes by with a few rain showers, highs will be in the mid-40s, reaching to about 50 with the chance of a few rain showers as another disturbance passes to our west on Tuesday, and finally yet another system on Wednesday could bring the chance of showers, but not before highs reach into the middle 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an upper-level low centered over the Great Lakes, driving the blast of Arctic air from the upper Midwest into the Ohio Valley, Mid-Atlantic, will stay put through the day. Wind chill values over the upper Midwest will continue to be in the 40s below zero, with actual temperatures between 20 and 30 below. In the Mid-Atlantic, wind chills will be close to zero. These apparent temperatures are creating life-threatening conditions, as frostbite can occur quickly and even hypothermia or death if precautions are not taken. Wind chill warnings and advisories are in effect throughout the day across all of these regions. By tomorrow, the upper low will shift north, relaxing the cold Arctic grip, and a gradual warm-up will commence. Another factor of the upper low over the Great Lakes is heavy lake effect snow downwind of the Great Lakes. Downwind of Lake Ontario, snowfall totals of 3 to 4 feet in the most persistent bands possible. Combining this with strong winds, blizzard conditions are expected. Elsewhere, snowfall amounts ranging from 2 to 10 inches downwind of the other Great Lakes will occur. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 78 degrees at Thermal, California, to a low of 48 below zero at Norris Camp, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the teens, Boston mostly sunny and breezy in the lower teens, and in Buffalo windy with snow showers heavy to the south of town and highs between 5 and 10 above. The average high temperature in Albany today 32 degrees, the average low 15. The record high 58 set in 1913 and the record low 26 below zero in 1948. Sunrise this morning, 7:11 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:07 p.m., 9 hours and 56 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds and windy with scattered snow showers in the mountains today, with highs 0 to 10 above. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight, 0 to 10 below. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and windy today with highs in the lower to mid-teens. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight, lows near zero. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds and windy today with scattered snow showers, highs 0 to 10 above. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight, 5 to 10 below. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds and windy today with highs near 10 above. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight, lows near 5 below. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds and windy today with highs near 10 above. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight, lows near 5 below. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny with less wind in the teens. Mostly cloudy, a few snow showers Saturday, middle to upper 20s. Sunshine on Sunday, lower 30s, and mostly cloudy Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, milder with scattered rain showers each day, and highs 45 to 50. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.